Wisconsin, the rate of smoking among pregnant women is high. 14% of mothers to be light up compared to 10% nationally. The First Breath program seeks to reduce smoking during and after pregnancy. It operates in all but 10 Wisconsin counties, and officials plan to expand in areas where infant mortality is highest. A public service announcement describes the program in a way that reassures hesitant participants to give it a try.
First Breath, a Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation program.
We're not here to shame people or blame people or say, do you realize what you're doing to your baby? Because we do realize that nicotine is an addiction and most people do want to quit.
First Breath.
Evaluations have shown the First Breath program helps about 44% of pregnant women quit smoking. This area of prenatal health is also on the radar of others who are working to reduce infant mortality, like Lorraine Laffin, who does social marketing through her firm New Concepts.
Social marketing involves applying the principles of commercial marketing to benefit society, and we're really focused on trying to market an intangible product, okay, behaviors, attitudes, knowledge.
To get a sense how pregnant women might be persuaded to stop smoking, the state hired Laffin's consultant firm, which formed focus groups in Kenosha, Beloit, Milwaukee, Racine, and Dane County. 49% of the young women they interviewed smoked. And at one forum, Laffin says some of them admitted using illegal drugs.
We had 10 participants and 9 of them were smokers. Of those participants, 5 of them smoked marijuana as well during pregnancy as well as after pregnancy. And the marijuana piece was not written into our discussion guide. So when we asked, do you smoke, everyone, they wanted to know, cigarettes? Are we talking cigarettes here?
Pregnant teens are the most likely to smoke in Wisconsin. Getting them and older women to stop requires a message that resonates. Determining what works can be difficult. Lathan's firm tested one anti-smoking ad that became very controversial in focus groups. It wasn't the words, rather it was the picture featured above them that riled those who saw it. One sample version featured a newborn, the mother, and the father. The alternate version showed no father.
In some sites, women were very upset. Why is the father in the picture? That is not my reality. I cannot relate to that picture. You should have the grandmother in there or just have the mother alone. I can't relate to that. Then we had the other side where we also had ads without the father. Where's the father? The father should be in the ad. You're making assumptions about the black family and da-da-da-da-da.
Pregnant women in the focus group said they smoked because they were bored or stressed. They said stress came from unpaid bills, an absent father, and other aspects of their lives they felt they couldn't control. Dane County's ongoing investigation into why more black babies are surviving will look at the stress of everyday living. Public Health Nursing Supervisor Daniel Stottleman-Scanlon says the review will be comprehensive.
And it can be hard to look at a neighborhood and say in a very scientific way and say this is a healthy neighborhood or this is an unhealthy neighborhood. We want to look at access to schools, employment, access to health care, grocery stores. Is there a lot of violence in the neighborhood? Is there pollution? Are there parks? Also issues like discrimination and racism. How is this woman feeling at the doctor's office? Is she feeling respected?
How society as a whole treats pregnant women matters, according to former state health director Sherry Johnson. She says reducing stress produces healthier babies.
The fancy term is reproductive social capital, which is a fancy way of saying treating pregnant women with care and love, something as simple as offering a seat on the bus to a pregnant woman.
Getting pregnant women to overcome stress in healthy ways can be difficult, but not impossible. Laffin, the consultant, says the key to getting some pregnant smokers to stop may be fear.
Just the acknowledgement that you could be killing your child, this woman stopped smoking. But in other instances, when we talk about safe sleeping and co-sleeping, that having that knowledge or fear that you could roll over on your baby did not change women's behavior.
So, what works to eliminate one behavior may fail to change another. It underscores the difficulty in designing public health campaigns. Laffin says the state might want to consider strategies that will at least reduce the risk of suffocation. For instance, tell mothers who insist on co-sleeping they shouldn't bring the baby to bed if they're tired or if they've used alcohol or drugs. Some co-sleeping occurs because a mother may not have money to buy a crib, but owning one does not ensure it will be used. Lathan says one focus group mother reflects the mindset of many who co-sleep.
I have a crib and a bassinet, but I'm scared for him to sleep by himself. I want to hear him breathe. We heard this over and over again. I want to hear my child breathe.
Some babies' first breath is not their own. Low-weight babies with underdeveloped lungs may have to be on respirators. While grandmothers in Lathan's group were concerned about this, younger women were not as worried about premature babies and resulting complications.
The women were saying, well, me personally, I don't care for big babies. They are too hard to carry. Another one, my twins were 2 months early and nothing was wrong with them. Their lungs were developed. One was 313, the other was 416, and nothing was wrong with them. And that was pretty much the mindset throughout all the focus groups. Didn't happen to me, didn't happen to anyone in my family, it's not going to happen to me. Or even if it did happen to someone I know, it's not going to happen to me.
This perceived immunity to the health risks of pregnancy can reduce the effectiveness of educational campaigns aimed at high-risk groups. That's why the state's using a number of different messages and mediums to get across a point that may mean the difference between life and death. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.